The debate over same-sex marriage draws on some of the documents most important to Americans, the Constitution, the Bible, and the federal tax code. That's because marriage has not only political and religious overtones, but important financial ones, too. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Eric Allen and Will Nash have been a couple for about 3 years. The 20-somethings from San Diego were planning to hold a commitment ceremony this fall, here in the city's Balboa Park, overlooking a koi pond. But when San Francisco started issuing real marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples last month, Allen and Nash hopped a plane and flew north. Despite the long line at City Hall, Allen says the atmosphere in San Francisco was amazingly supportive. One person volunteered to act as a witness for their ceremony. Another offered to take their wedding photographs.
And then a gentleman came up and he had an arm full of flowers. You know, he gave one to Will, and in the card said to the loving couple.
Care of San Francisco City Hall, and I opened the card and it says, with love from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I broke down crying. And it was their way of saying, hey, good job, thank you for doing this.
In addition to flowers and rings and cherished photographs, marriage carries major economic trappings. Now that Allen and Nash are back home in San Diego, they're beginning to wrestle with the financial uncertainty of their new status.
We're not sure, you know, how we're supposed to file taxes and
what type of benefits we get at work. There's lots of gray areas, even lawyers and even tax advisors, and no one really knows what the laws are going to pan out to be.
Even if California eventually recognizes San Francisco's same-sex marriages, other states and the federal government may not. Without federal recognition, same-sex couples are ineligible for things like Social Security survivor benefits, the Family and Medical Leave Act, and various advantages in filing their federal taxes. Gay and lesbian couples can obtain some of the benefits of marriage using private arrangements, like a power of attorney. But Kim Mills of the Human Rights Campaign, a gay and lesbian political group, says that only goes so far. For example, some employers offer spousal benefits to same-sex couples, but unmarried gay couples have to pay federal taxes on those benefits, while married straight couples do not.
So that's not fair, and there's no contract that can fix that. That's the federal tax code. The only thing that will make that legally possible is legal marriage.
Opponents of same-sex marriage argue there's a good reason for the government to limit those financial benefits to married couples of the opposite sex. Peter Sprigg of the Family Research Council notes that straight singles are also ineligible, as are other unmarried households.
The reason society gives benefits to marriage is because marriage gives benefits to society. I think the burden of proof has to rest on the homosexual activists to demonstrate that homosexual relationships benefit society to the same extent that natural marriages do. And I don't think they can meet that burden of proof.
Sprigg adds that getting married isn't always a financial plus. Until this year, for example, the so-called marriage penalty forced some couples filing joint federal tax returns to pay more than they would have filing singly. Supporters of same-sex marriage acknowledge that in financial terms, it cuts both ways. Brad Sears directs the Williams Project on Sexual Orientation Law at UCLA. His research found that if California were to allow same-sex couples to marry, most would save hundreds of dollars a year on their state income taxes. On the other hand, some gays and lesbians would lose money because once married, they would no longer qualify for public benefits, such as welfare, food stamps, and Medicaid.
I think what's significant about the campaign for the right to marry for same-sex couples is that really what they're advocating for is both to take on rights and benefits and obligations. The public benefits is one example of that, where people could actually have to do what married couples do, take care of each other.
Married partners also become responsible for one another's debts. That could be costly for some gay and lesbian newlyweds, but it's a burden that Will Nash is ready to take on.
Any relationship that you get into, you look at the pluses and the minuses. Being married, being in a committed relationship, that's important to us, and we understand. Yes, we have credit card debt, but I think every single American does have credit card debt. And why is my credit card debt, why should that be looked at any differently? I go to IKEA and I buy furniture just like other people.
When Nash and Allen return from San Francisco, their friends threw them a belated bachelor's party, and they're planning a honeymoon cruise in the fall. Even though the California Supreme Court has suspended same-sex weddings, Allen says they feel like they're really married. He He says it's frustrating knowing that for some people, their marriage isn't good enough. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.